This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of second session of Sanity on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you want to be. It's the only way. The only way you win is when you have the information you need. Right? And you got everything. God, my God. I was going to say with Google, you got everything at your fingertips. So my tongue got in the way and said, no, don't say that. Because it's not always real information. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that. We're going to do a little bit on Columbus Day here coming up soon. Because I think it deserves to be hit again. It deserves to be talked about again. Right? So some of us, we were talking earlier about the ad from Planned Parenthood. Just amazing. I want you to hear this ad. It's disgusting, actually. And it's about a minute 30, but you need to hear this. You got to hear this.
There's no one-size-fits-all puberty experience. If you're trans, intersex, or non-binary, know that you're not the only one feeling confused. For some intersex people, puberty may start later than age 14. You might experience some of puberty's changes and not others, and your body may or may not go through puberty on its own. There are medicines you can take to help your body start the process, like hormone replacement therapy.
That is not helping, right, your puberty experience, if you would, right? Hormone blockers are stopping. It's the terminologies these people use make me nuts. Reproductive health, when you stop the natural process of having a baby, the growth of a baby, the formation of a baby. How is that reproductive health? Okay? Reproductive health is when you strengthen the reproductive system because it's not working properly. You see how they twist words? Right? If your puberty experience is not going properly, then you can take these puberty blockers. No! Actually, you can't. It's not the same. But they twist it, they make it look that way, so you sound like you're doing the right thing, Mom and Dad. You're not. Listen.
Some people decide on hormones or surgeries to help their bodies match up to their gender identity, or how they feel inside about themselves. Your gender identity...
That's what's scary. What's scary is for them, it's all about feelings. Think about that. Every bit of it has to do with how you feel about yourself. Not the truth and the reality of the science, but how you feel about yourself.
He is real. You should be the one to decide what changes you want to make to your body. If you're transgender or non-binary, you may find that your puberty experiences don't line up with your gender identity or how you see yourself. That feeling...
Don't you love that? You should be allowed to make the changes and decisions to match up with how you feel. Let that sink in. So a 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old child, is going to decide medically what's right for them. Again, I say, let that sink in. What other decisions of that magnitude do we allow kids to make? I mean, the way these people are going, they want to give them the right to vote at 6. Do they really mean that they want to deal with, they want you to watch science? They want you to pay attention? I don't think so. Here, for more, some more for your listening pleasure.
It can be uncomfortable, scary, and stressful. If that sounds like you, know that you're not.
Now, here's the funny thing about this. You heard Kimberly earlier. Every child goes through some weird experiences through puberty. Your body's changing, stretching, growing hair, whatever. Whatever is happening, it's not natural or normal to you. Not in your mind, anyway. Why is my voice cracking? Why is this happening to me? Why am I growing hair in places I don't think I should have it? Think about it. That doesn't mean you're in the wrong body. If anything, it means things are working the way they're supposed to. It's how your body progresses. This is true science. And you browbeat many of these doctors to the point where they're afraid to say anything because they rely on those federal grants. They rely on those loans. The sad part about it is they swore to do no harm. And they've given in for money.
Alone. There are medicines you can take to delay puberty for a while. They're called puberty blockers, and they work like a stop sign by halting the...
No, they don't. That's a lie. Yeah, they do stop them. Exactly right. They don't pause them. They stop them. So again, I say, that's a lie.
Hormones, testosterone, and estrogen that cause puberty changes like facial hair growth and periods. Puberty blockers are safe and can give you more time to figure out what feels right for you, your body, and your gender identity. You don't...
It's wrong on so many levels. Double Senior Host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Real Joe, 855-732. 556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly part of the solution. And that's what you need to be. You really need to be part of the solution. So the only way we win this thing is when you get informed. All right. I told you what we're going to deal with today. When I was a kid, there was an Italian singer around, and he had some of the funniest songs in the world. And the holiday, look, there's other ethnicities, there's other groups that have feel the same way about this kind of stuff. Anybody know who Lou Monte is?
In 1492, three ships sailed out to sea. The Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the stormy sea on that historic day, from way up in the crow's nest. west, you could hear Luigi say, from the to Mr. Columbus, to turn the ship around. Take your night, I want to feel my 2 feet on the ground. Why you tell Isabella that the world is round? Believe to Mr. Columbus, to turn the ship around.
Yeah, see? Come on, you can have some fun with all of this. It ain't that hard. I know, when I was a kid, those were songs we grew up listening to. But Columbus was a big deal to the Italian people. And I know that, no, not because they claimed that he was a reason for millions of deaths, you know, brought disease. And how did they know they brought disease here? How were they supposed to know that? I would love to get a lefty on to talk about that. How were they supposed to know? Was medicine that advanced back then? He didn't even land in America's mainland. My biggest joke for years was only in America. Did somebody like Columbus make a wrong turn, end up in the wrong place, and be celebrated for it? How does that happen? Remember, the reason the Indians are called Indians, or referred to as, Columbus was looking for a shorter route to India. For the spices and such. Right? Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It really is that simple. So as I talked with Kimberly earlier, we're going to touch on this a little bit. Columbus Day really, to a big degree, has nothing to do with Columbus. It was not the reason it was put together. It was not the reason that we celebrate that day originally. In fact, Columbus Day was created by President Harrison in 1892 in response to an anti-Italian motivated lynching of 11 Italian Americans, the largest lynching in the country. All right? In 1891. The Italians removed their people from their embassy, their ambassadors and such, and closed it down because they were worried about how people felt towards Italians, which was not a large group of people. No, it was more local. And Roosevelt's the one that actually basically signed it into law being a national holiday in 1934. So this is not news, right? There's a whole bunch of bunk behind it. Let's just be frank about it. Right? If people really want to know the information, they would do their own homework and find out instead of just taking for, you know, I come to find out more and more that people just take this stuff for granted because they don't want to do the homework themselves. They say they don't care until the garbage hits the fan. Then all of a sudden, right, everybody is up in arms about it. Like, where were you guys? What's going on? And by the way, the thing I really think is funny about that song is once you get the song in your head, it's like, when did Columbus get here? In 1492, in three ships, Isabella get, that's all called out of the song. It's hilarious. It's probably the only reason I remember it. Anyway, the, you know, it is his day, so to speak, is also celebrated and commemorated in Spain. Spain and Italy, matter of fact. Many Spanish-speaking countries in the Americas, the landing observed as a Dia de la Raza, the day of the race, or the day of the people. So that's where it's come in here, day of the people. And that's where they've grabbed it, so it's not original to them either. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to make sure you've got that information, that you understand that. You know, and a mayor, I don't know, when did she do this? I don't know, about 5-6 years ago. I don't know what it was. But Mayor LaToya Cantrell, she apologized for the 1891 killings of 11 Italian Americans after some were acquitted of the murder of the police chief. Well, why? It was in 1891. There was nothing, she had nothing to do with it. Her people had nothing to do with it. It was one of those moments in history. It was terrible. It was disgusting. There was no reason for it. We got to see how ugly people can really be. Rumors can really be. Misinformation can really be. There were over 30,000 Italian Americans that lived in New Orleans at the time. It happens. I'm not lightening it up, but it happens. Okay? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. By the way, the other thing, I may have him on the show to help straighten this out. Halloween's coming up, right? Some of you got grandkids, nieces, nephews, whatever. And I know in California there's a massive rash. Now you can say rush if you want to, but a rash of this candy that's coming in. It's real candy, but it's not from the manufacturer necessarily. No, really, it's not. The candy that's coming in is being repackaged, and it's like marijuana candy. Doesn't look like professionally packaged stuff. So, yes. Be the downer. Be the bad guy. Go ahead and look at what's in your kid's bag. And anything, and don't fly by it while you're on the phone. Look at this stuff. Make sure that what you see, what's in there, make sure it looks like, look, if it doesn't look that good, if it doesn't look right, then get rid of it. If you get nervous and you get rid of most of it, then go to the store and buy the kid another bag of candy. Why take the chance? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Lee County, Florida's hardest hit area in the wake of Hurricane Ian, saying the overwhelming majority of residents now have power again. This came at noon Monday from Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marceno.
I can't praise Florida Power and Lighting enough. As of today, they're reporting 99% of their customers have power.
Michael Fanone, the former police officer who almost died defending the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, secretly recorded his conversation with lawmakers in the months that followed. He talked about that experience.
Well, I continue to talk about it because I haven't accomplished what I set out to accomplish, which was accountability for those that were responsible for January 6th, and also for acknowledgement for the officers that fought at the Capitol that day to preserve democracy.
Fanon talks more about the experience in his new memoir, Hold the Line, The Insurrection, and One Cop's Battle for America's Soul. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
The eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell.
Of the solution, we have a clue as to what's going on. That's the way it works. That's the best way it works, frankly. All right, again, as I said before, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love these things. Florida Surgeon General has been banned from Twitter after warning of a rise in cardiac deaths in young males. It was really funny. You know, here's a state, an elected state official. And I just find this so amazing. Twitter blocked, and then they unblocked Florida Surgeon General's Dr. Joseph Lodapo's post regarding a study indicating that COVID-19 mRNA vaccines have caused increased deaths among young men. Ages between 18 and 39. Now, the analysis found that there was an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males, 18 to 39. That's within 28 days following the vaccination. A press release from the Florida Department of Health read the press release linked to Lodapo's Twitter post. God. With a high level of global immunity to COVID-19, Florida's Department of Health continued the benefit of vaccinations likely outweighed by this abnormally high risk of cardiac-related death. So they're saying, look, get the vaccine because it outweighs the risk of these cardiac-related deaths among men in this age group. So when you look at this, the fact that he mentions it might be a problem is what drove them nuts. They want you to fall in line, toe the line, speak the line, end of discussion. Now, Twitter pulled it down immediately. Right? And they appended its reason for censorship. They went on to say, our current misleading information policy cover synthetic and manipulated media, COVID-19, civic integrity. We determined the tweet contains misleading or disputed information that could lead to harm. We may add a label to provide context. Because now they know more than a doctor. Think about that. Right? You know, not every doctor wants you to go through chemo when you have cancer. Not every day. Everybody, some of these doctors have different ways they deal with this stuff. Why shouldn't you have options? Really, sincerely. The doctor went on to say, I love the discussion that we have stimulated. Isn't it great when we discuss scientific transparency instead of trying to cancel one another? Right? I mean, he goes on. He talks about subgroups. He's talking medical fact here, scientific fact. He's talking about different groups, subgroups of people that respond differently to different medications. Remember, these young men at 18, they're still developing. Their cells are still developing. Their parts and pieces are still developing and growing. How do you expect one size fits all? You know, it's really funny, that transgender commercial, they specifically say one side does not fit all. People react differently to different things. It's just amazing. Now, isn't it interesting that a doctor, probably some 17-year-old teenager, shut him down, but some doctor can't, as a matter of fact, the AG of the, I mean, the Surgeon General of the state, has to worry about being censored on Twitter? For real? It's actually unreal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Donald Trump took a swipe at Biden. Actually, I shouldn't say that. He actually hit Biden. Right? Hit Biden for his Armageddon remarks. It's the wrong message. Look, I'm not even a head of state. I know it's the wrong message. Biden speculated about a possible Armageddon amid Russian President Vladimir Putin's threats. The nuclear war. So it's the wrong thing to say. Instead, the United States should be urging Russia and Ukraine to negotiate for peace to avoid an even more dire outcome. This has been going on for 7 months. Trump was at a rally on Sunday in Arizona. Right? Was it Arizona? Yeah, close enough for government work. Anyway. And, you know, he's not the president right now. Should be home relaxing. But he's not, because he loves the country too much. There should be a team over there trying to cause peace between these people. Figure it out. We have to be very smart, very nimble. We have to know what to say, what to do, Trump said. The news outlet reported and said that and we are saying exactly the wrong thing. We will. Isn't it funny that they were telling us that Trump would lead us into World War III. Trump would get us into World War III. We haven't had peace like we had when Trump was in office for decades. Decades. And now look what's going on across the world. Reagan had it right. You get peace and strength. When they know you have the power to stop them, cause them problems, for real, they know it, why would they step out? Why would they do something stupid? You got the same thing going on here. You've got a wishy-washy, weak, spaghetti-spined administration. Why would Russia care, or China, or anybody else for that matter? Look at Rocket Man is shooting stuff over Japan. You think that would happen if Trump was in office, or I'll even go one step further, somebody like Trump. How's that? Because I know Trump said to some of you guys in the convulsions, whatever. No, because he'd lay it out for real. I'm telling you. He'd call Putin and say, how would you like Moscow to be the fifth great lake on the planet? What do you think? Stop your stuff. Really. Trump went on to say that we have not faced this kind of prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy, the Cuban Missile Crisis. He's right. And that took a spine. Joey B. doesn't have the spine, whether you like John F. Kennedy or not. He doesn't have that spine. He took on the Soviet Union in the 60s. You are not putting missiles in Cuba. Not going to happen. Cuba will become a memory on the map if you try to do that. Trump went on to say, there is a way forward to avoid that crisis. We must demand immediate negotiations of a peaceful end to war in Ukraine. Because we definitely will end up in World War III. And he's right. If they don't do something, if they don't make something, now I don't know about the nuke side, but look, even today, Russia started it again. Again, just amazing. We have a president who's got cognitive issues. He's no condition to lead our country. He isn't. And look at even when SNL starts to make fun of you, you know you've gone over the top. You know you got a problem. And again, nobody was talking nuclear war with anybody. Fire off nukes with anyone when Trump was president. It's just nuts. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. That's right. I'm willing to fight for you on so many levels. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want to know how you celebrated Columbus Day. I jokingly refer to it as, you know, Guinea Day. I know some of you think that's a really bad term, but whatever. Get over it. Right? And my joke has always been the same. The man made a couple of wrong turns. He ended up in the wrong place. And look at what happens. We celebrate him forever. Right? I mean, really. So, I'm going to give you some quick stories here, because these things are just burning up in my head. It's bad enough that our kids, in California, there's no exit exam for high school. So for all intents and purposes, we don't know where our kids are at when they graduate. What they know, how they know. Whether they can put it together or not, we just don't know. The National Science Foundation awarded North Dakota State University a $300,000 grant to study how traditional grading perpetuates, ready for this, systemic inequities or inequalities towards non-traditional and rural students. What the heck is a non-traditional student? What do you got, three eyes? Four arms, 11 fingers? What's non-traditional? and rural. Look, here's the deal. If you can't add or subtract simple numbers, right, are you telling me the grading system doesn't work for that? I want to know if a kid got an A, B, C, or D in a simple math class. I don't care what it is. It's easy to understand. What else are they looking for? The project's called, ready for this one, Reimagining Grading to Support Non-Traditional Rural Students in high School Enrollment. I don't understand this. The project will be funded in whole or in part by the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. It was a COVID-19 approved relief program to try to help deliver better education. You know, in California, one of the problems we're having is the state dictated how education was going to go down. How are you going to teach? What the distance learning looked like? All of that. And a lot of us knew this was going to be a major issue for kids. Because some kids, you know, getting out of the house, getting in that environment, the house might be a little crazy. Maybe there's no room for them. Maybe they're in a home that has a lot of kids in it. There's no privacy. There's no place to go and have the class. A lot of kids need help, regular help. How do you get help when you're into distance learning? And teachers, sometimes there weren't even live classes. There were videos that were put online that you had to go get after the fact. So the project or the study will run for 2 years. It's supposed to begin on January 1st, 2023. And it truly is going to look for it. Now think about this. It's going to look for the grading practices and how they perpetuate the systemic inequities or inequalities. One person said, I was a first-generation working student coming from the rural area when I enrolled in NDSU. I definitely struggled with the structural norms and expectations of higher education. Wow. This is like recently we had a group of students that signed a petition, filed a complaint, and got a professor fired from a college because his classes were too tough. Right? What the heck? You know, what we're doing to these kids, as somebody just said in the chat room, which we're causing these kids not to push through. Right? We're causing these kids to give up when it's too hard. If it's too hard, don't do it. Right? Learn how to push through this stuff. Push yourself to your levels, past your levels. Apparently, we're not doing it anymore. So some of the inventions that have come across in this country have come through because of perseverance. Have come through because of everything that needs to be done to really succeed. I mean, think about sports. It's the same way. You push through when you can't think you can't. When you think you can't run any faster, you get that last burst. When you think you can't go any further, you get that because you push through. You decide, I'm going to do this no matter what. I'm going to make this happen. Isn't it true? I can't tell you how many times me as a kid, I had a little different deck. Yeah, I pushed through. Sometimes I'd take a break and walk away from the program, from the problem. Take 10, 15 minutes, and then go back at it. But all this study's going to do for the 300,000, it's going to tell you how to stop systemic inequities or inequalities by changing the grading. Do a different curve for these kids. It's the worst thing you can do to them. Because when you get out in the real world, when you're building bridges or anything along those lines, you know, firing off rocket ships, do I really want somebody who's substandard? Come on, think about it. Do I really want somebody who barely made it through math class doing the calculations on my building? Or doing the calculations on my bridge? Yeah, I don't think so. We need to get back to holding these kids to a high standard. We need to get back to making sure that these kids really understand what it's all about and how tough it is. Yeah, it's tough out there. It needs to stay tough out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I really do appreciate your time. Oh, these people are at it again. Yeah, you heard me. These people, far-left environmental activists, shut down a major highway outside of D.C. Why don't they show up in a paddy wagon, throw these people in jail? It is against the law. It's actually against federal law to block traffic like that. I don't want to hear about them protesting. You want to protest? Shut down a college. Go sit in a federal building. Go sit in a state building. Do an old-fashioned sit-in. You don't realize this. You don't help your cause. Yeah, you bring attention to the fact that a bunch of fools shut down a highway, but that's it. There was a group of about a dozen stepped out of vans and sat in the middle of the highway. Good for them. National radio host Todd Starge reacted to the blockage by the group. Right? He's right. Just declare a state of emergency. It's an interstate. Why are motorists slowing down? Right? I mean, if you do something on a highway or to cause a problem on a highway, something falls off your truck, you're responsible for it. Now, the groups that did the same stunt Friday, right, really getting the drivers mad, the people mad. People are trying to get to work, hundreds of people trying to get to work. One of the drivers said the protesters, according to whatever it was, some independent media source, I can't repeat what he said. What the blank are you doing? Hey, like I said, pick them up, lock them up, let's start there. Right? I mean, these kids, like is being said now, these young people think they can do anything they want to make this happen. One person said, we don't enjoy putting our bodies on the line. We do it because we must. God. We will keep doing it until Biden declares a climate emergency and stops fossil fuel extraction. Don't you love this? Don't you? These kids, these ignorant people. So you want to stop fossil fuel extractions tomorrow morning? Well, I got news for you. You can stop going to school. I don't know how long you expect electricity to last for your home, for your school, for that electric car of yours. Can't produce enough. And how are you going to make those cars, by the way? Requires petroleum. Making solar panels? Anybody? Yep. Requires petroleum. And we go on and on and on with this. So maybe somebody should do that someday. Not do a documentary, but actually make a list of all the things that require oil, petroleum, whatever, however you want to say it, that require oil to make. And maybe that they'll exactly see, you know, what is really meant when they say stop everything. Stop all the drilling, stop all the you know, pumping of oil. When we come back, oh, we got some beauties. Stacey Abrams says science is a joke, it's a fallacy, because they don't know when pregnancy starts. And now a New York judge says polyamorous relationships, it's about time. Oh, my. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.